Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is Small Business Advocate. .com. Thank you for using it. Noodle around there and spend some time there. I think you'll get smarter because you'll hear people talking like our good friend Bill Brandt. We always get smarter when Bill joins us. He's the president and CEO of Development Specialists Incorporated, DSI.biz, right, Bill?
Yeah, www.dsi.biz. Biz.
There you go. So check that out. Hey, Bill, as my audience knows, I do a dozen or maybe a few more predictions at the beginning of every year. And to my own credit, Bill, at the end of the year, I go back and see how I did and, you know, hoist myself up on my own petard and give myself a score. So, you know, it's not like I throw these out into the ether and just for fun. I reconcile against myself at the end of the year. But here
well,
are
that's one theory.
Yeah. Here are some of my political predictions, and see, I'd like to see what you think about this one. President Obama's approval rating will improve by year end. Currently, if you subtract the negatives from the positives, he's a minus 2.3. By the end of 2011, his rating will improve. What do you think?
Absolutely, I think, and it's inextricably tied to job creation. As the economy gets better and as people feel better. As was the case with Clinton and Bush before him, the re-election process for 2012 will look easier and easier.
Well, I think he's already demonstrating, and of course, now I made these predictions 3 weeks ago, but he's already predicting. I mean, he's already demonstrating a more of a pragmatism. He's already sounding a little bit more like a centrist. I actually have to say that a year ago, I didn't think he could do it because I didn't think he knew how to get to the center, But you know he's not a dummy. He's a smart guy, and so you know he understands cause and effect. At least I think he does now. I don't think he did first 2 years. Here's the next prediction, Bill. Congress's performance will improve by year end. Currently, think about this. If Obama thought his negative 2.3 was bad, a month ago, Congress's rating was minus 54. If you take the negatives from the positives, minus 54%. But they'll be better by the end of the year. What do you think?
No.
You disagree?
I think that as they approach the end of the first session prior to a presidential election year, the bickering and the need to score points in a divided Congress will get larger, and the need will get bigger, and the sound decibel level will rise, and the American public will, if anything, grow more weary of it.
And that'll be uglier. Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. That's a very interesting perspective. I can't wait to see how that happens. So okay, folks, mark that down. Bill and I disagree on that one. All right, here's the next one, and this is kind of a big deal right here, Bill. Vice President Joe Biden. This is my prediction. Will announce his retirement from politics effective at the end of Obama's first term.
Actually, he's running for Pope, I heard.
I think Biden will not be on the ticket in the next election. What do you think?
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
I think Biden has become possibly one of the most trusted inside advisors who can speak frankly to the president. The predicate for your conversation, of course, will be then that Hillary slides into the vice presidency role. And that's just
No. I didn't necessarily think that. I mean, that's a good idea.
If he calls you and says, "Blasingame, it's just not working without you," you know, and I need somebody who can predict at least one out of three. Then he's got to have you. You know, so
exactly. No, I wasn't thinking of Hillary at all. But so you're saying that Joe, after a rocky start, has kind of come into his own a little bit.
I'm sorry, I missed the rocky start part. Where was that? Joe has been, you know, I've known Joe for 35 years, since the early 70s when he first ran.
Yeah.
Joe is garrulous, and there are all kinds of things you can say about him. He's a smart guy. He has not changed his tune. If anything, if you step back and look at it, Jimmy, the president and others in his inner circle have come around to appreciating Biden's counsel. That's truth.
I have to say that I think Joe is not he's not wishy-washy. I don't think he's namby-pamby. I think I do admire that about him. I sure do. Okay, here's another one. At once controversial and compelling, Newt Gingrich presidential candidacy will lead all Republicans by year end.
Will lead?
Yeah, he'll be on the top of the list. I'm not saying he's going to win, but he'll be at the end of the year, 2011. Gingrich will be on top. That's my prediction.
I'm loving these predictions.
Yeah.
You know, the best part about them is I haven't seen any of those funny yellow cigarettes since college. If you're still getting them, I need some. Okay.
So you because disagree? You disagree? Stuff. How wrong is that? Do you think?
You know, is the Pope Catholic kind of wrong? I think of a meteor that's now finally breaking up upon hitting Earth. You know, Gingrich has become a parody of himself from the 90s. That's what
I said, at once compelling and controversial.
But parodies don't really get serious. You know, they don't get serious consideration as
he's a smart guy. You got
to. There is no doubt he's a smart guy. I mean, you're a smart guy, and look what happened to you.
So, that's a good point.
There you go.
All right,
but
that was kind of hateful.
A leading candidate? No way, no way. I mean,
okay.
He's going to be in the media, but no way. Hello.
About that, Bill. We'll see if he's a leading candidate. One of the things that. Here's another prediction I have. See what you think about this.
Boy, I got to bolt myself back to the chair again. Go ahead.
All right, you're like this one. A better power broker than viable candidate, Sarah Palin, will not run for president.
No, she was never going to run for president.
Yeah.
She is a media. People will have to go through Sarah Palin or her faction. Better to be the kingmaker than the king, as they often say. That's for Sarah.
So I got the bookends. I got the first one and the last one, but the three in the middle we completely disagree on.
I would think that the three in the middle are going to be. I just think that was a tough night at the bar.
We got to come back and we'll revisit this, folks, a year from now. We'll see how we did. Hey, Bill, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a light at the end.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.